Wyota. Now serving you on both dials, this is the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic, and FM 101.1, translator K266AN Atlantic.
KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:07, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a chance of rain this afternoon, a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The National Weather Service is predicting a polar plunge for temperatures later today. Meteorologist Corey Martin says it'll be a big swing by the time you're heading home from work.
We're going to see a strong cold front move through the state, probably during the afternoon and evening hours. So the day's probably going to start out not too bad. But then when the front comes through, be looking at temperatures dropping very quickly with brisk northwest winds.
And those brisk winds, he says, are really going to have an impact.
Our wind chill temperatures overnight Wednesday, possibly 20 to 30 below zero by the time you wake up Thursday morning.
And Martin says we shouldn't have to deal with extreme cold for very long.
By Friday, we should start to see a steady rebound, and by the time we get into the weekend, we're looking at high temperatures across the area back into the 30s and 40s.
And he says these types of quick cold fronts happen this time of year, and it could be bring some issues for people who have to be on the road.
It's typical for this time of year, just rolling through, and we may see some light snow with it as well that could lead to, some areas of slick travel and reduced visibility, especially given how fast the temperatures are looking to fall as the front moves through. So that's something to keep in mind as well if you have travel plans over the second half of the day on Wednesday.
He advises you to keep up with the latest weather forecasts and road conditions if you plan on being out. Reminder, a wind chill advisory will be in effect for the entire KJAN listening area from late tonight through Thursday morning. The wind chill advisory for Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties is in effect from midnight tonight until noon on Thursday. And for the Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties from 10 o'clock tonight until 9 a.m. on Thursday. Cass County Republican Supervisor Frank Waters announced prior to the start of Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting in Atlantic that he would not be seeking re-election to the 5th District seat on the board. Waters says it's time for someone else to take over. Waters, who has served on the board for 11 years to date, said he wanted to get the word out now so someone who may be interested in circulating their nomination papers may do so. When the board convened their regular session, they approved the plans, specifications, cost estimations, and form of contract for the Cold Springs Park paving project. Their action followed a public hearing on the matter and discussion with Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee.
Yeah, what we're wanting to do is pave portion of the campground. We're starting to see some degradation. It's starting to crumble in areas. It's settled, and we have low spots, not necessarily potholes, but just low spots where the traffic, constant traffic going over it. And then we would also be doing the entrance at the base of the park from the bridge, basically to the hill that goes up into the campground.
The project is expected to cost $129,270, and it will go through the standard bid letting process before work begins later this spring or summer. The Cass County Supervisors also approved the renewal of the County Wellness Plan, which last year, Wellness Committee Representative Deb Schuler said, saved the county a good chunk of money.
By doing this, the county received a 5% discount on their insurance, which resulted in $66,350.20 in savings. And since implementing this program the last 2 years, we have had 100% participation. Prior to those years, it was always a struggle.
The only change in the policy, ISAC 2020 Employee Health Insurance Wellness Program, is the date of effectiveness from 2019 to 2020. Auditor Dale Sunderman said there are additional incentives for employees to participate and complete 100% of the wellness programs offered by July 31st.
One additional paid day off, 8 hours, and to establish a different employee health insurance premium contribution for those who participate and complete 100% of the programs offered, and those who do not. The contribution for those who do not complete all the programs offered be additional 5% of the full discounted Wellmark premiums. New employee contribution rates to take effect 12/01/2020.
In other business, the supervisors accepted the bids and contract for stock and project pipe for the Secondary Roads Department. They tabled action on setting the dates for public hearings on a recompilation of the Cass County code of ordinances because they wanted to go through those ordinances and mark those that need to be repealed because they are no longer necessary. Before those ordinances can then be recodified as required at least every 5 years under the code of Iowa, the board must set a date for a public hearing. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a regularly scheduled session this evening at 6 o'clock at the High School Media Center. Among the items on their agenda is a special presentation with regard to a homeschool assistance program, an action on the resignation of Jordan Mullen, head boys track coach, along with contract recommendations for Clint Wepler, Link Center paraeducator, Abby Becker, head boys track coach, and Mark Anderson, volunteer boys soccer coach. The board will receive an update on and discuss the district facilities projects as well as the 2020-2021 school calendar. Some action items include approving the 2019-2020 amended certified budget, setting the date and time for a public hearing on the 2020-2021 school calendar as March 11th at 6 p.m., acting on a three-year contract for auditing services with Nolte Cornman and Johnson PC in the amount of $31,500, and a technology purchase that includes 20 access points, one cash box, and 5 years of support with an 80-20 split, with E-Rate paying the larger cost than the total cost of the district, amounting to just under $10,000. The idea being that the new technology will increase the internet capacity of the district to 10 gigabytes and add a wireless access point for the middle school as additional computers added to the one-to-one program. And members of the CAM School District's Board of Education met Monday evening and approved resignations and contracts as their first order of business. Superintendent Paul Cron said the board approved the resignations of Heather Scar, middle school language arts teacher, Rachel Hill, North Elementary third grade teacher, and paraeducator Sarah Bartlett and Andy Kinsey, who resigned. The board also approved contracts for Marcus Doherty as the assistant baseball coach and Tiana Kinsey as paraeducator. And in other business, the CAM School Board received an opening proposal Monday from the CAM Education Association with regard to contract negotiations, and Superintendent Paul Cron said the proposal is just one step in the negotiating process. The board also approved a renewal of a five-year contract with Iowa Connections Academy, a homeschool alternative offering full-time virtual schooling to students anywhere in Iowa, grades K through 12. That's the news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.